What's your name?
Murray Jackson.
Murray Jackson. I recognise that name from somewhere. How's that?
Well, my mother, she plays for Polonia Phoenix basketball team. She's captain, currently captain, I hope.
So we're not talking about basketball, though. I'm talking about football. Why do I recognise this name, Murray Jackson?
My granddad played for Hearts and Newcastle United. And then my uncle, he played for Celtic, Aberdeen, Motherwell and Kilmarnock. And then my other uncle played for Arsenal. It's just a football chain family, that's what it is. My granddad and my uncle were both goalkeepers and I'm the same. Followed that chain, exactly.
You're not a short chap. I bet you can touch the top of goals, nae bother.
I could swing on them anyway.
Why goalkeeping?
I don't know, actually. It's one of those days that I played with my pals and I was stuck in the goals and it just caught to me and done really well in it and then just got joined on our team and that's how it followed through the years through civil service and cowed beef and then throughout beyond at Spartans and Musselburgh and Newton Grange and now Trenent, so it's absolutely brilliant.
What about Trenent then?
Oh, it's going, things going, isn't it? They've won three cups in 2 years. It's unbelievable. Like, the first game we had on Wednesday, we won the cup. They were 2 hours from closing. And it's just unbelievable how someone comes in and changes the team and changes the club around, the committee, the staff. Darren Smith and Kenny Rafferty have changed everything. It brings us, like, motivation throughout the whole team. And look at us now. We've won two cups and we're in the league below everyone else, like, Borna Groves, Kelty Hearts, Newton Grange, Bowness United. We've beaten all these teams to get to where we are right now. So it's unbelievable.
I was watching a game, got a late goal. You beat Musselburgh, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. But unfortunately, I wasn't playing on the Wednesday in that final. I was cup tied. Today was the second biggest cup in junior football for Trenent. It's the biggest cup in history that they've won. To win that, it's a massive achievement throughout the town in Trenent. Honestly, unspeakable, like the success in it. It's just undescribable. I'm speechless, absolutely speechless to get where we are right now.
What was the final score today?
Drew 1-1, but we won 5-3 on penalties. So we scored every single penalty and I saved two today. Saved two penalties. Did my homework the night before. I revised it in the morning to know what way Bonnyrigg were taking the penalties. Great, absolutely great. We had a great support today. The fans were absolutely tremendous. They got behind us and every one of us believed that we could win the game today. And look what's happened. We've made history. All of us are legends. End of it.
And against a good team like Bonnyrigg Rovers, maybe favourites today? In the east side, of course.
Oh, of course. Look at them where they got in the National Scottish Cup, didn't they? They played against Hibs. But it's a great achievement to where they were in the Scottish Cup, the national one. Before we come into this game, like, we worked hard in training. We always got together, team bonding sessions and that, played a game of golf, around the golf to get together. And we all believed that we could go out there and win this game today. Kenny Rafferty and Darren Smith motivated us before we went out today. And look what's happened. We've made history, and the town of Trenent, we hope we've made them enjoy their day, and that's all I can say.